we're here. ¿Qué lo que, mi gente?
Yo, what's good? We actually welcome to... Hi, we're here.
We appreciate everyone that's listening. Thank you guys for supporting us and having our backs. Y'all are the real ones. We love y'all.
So, currently you're listening to Cindy, Michelle, and Nicole.
The party is here.
So we currently do reside in different areas.
Me and
Nicole. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's Michelle. You're good. She's currently residing in Texas.
Yes, I'm Michelle. We ride horses. I'm just kidding. We're just here to talk shit. And be lit.
Pretty much. So my name's Nicole. Was born in Alapata, Florida.
If you know, you know.
But my whole family is Dominican. So, you know, todo mi gente, love you guys. Let's go.
And I'm Cindy. I was actually born and raised in Hialeah, but I am Cuban, Honduran. What a mix.
I'm such a hater for the accents. I'm such a hater. Like, I have
howdy,
guys.
She's more like, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I mean, to be honest, I don't hear our accent, but...
I know, you're not going to hear it because it sounds beautiful. It sounds beautiful.
You know, everybody... someone said that I roll my R so hard that I have a speech impediment. I'm insulted. I was like, that's the Spanish Jimmy, baby. Don't mistake it. Don't mistake it.
You know what that tongue do.
With that what do? Whoa, guys. We're starting dirty. Sounds like my type of podcast.
You know?
I mean...
It's good when it's saucy at the beginning, you know?
So, talk about how this actually all came about. So, these two right here are actually my best friends. And they're from separate parts of my life, meaning that I've met them in different parts. I think, Michelle, we're going on about 10, maybe more, actually. About 14 years of friendship. More. Yeah, about 14.
That's insane.
Yeah, and me and Nicole are going about 6. Maybe more?
Maybe more. Maybe like 8.
Yeah.
It's crazy to know somebody for such a long time. Like, years is a long time.
Yeah. And for them to stay loyal and have your back, like, you know, we're living in a time where, like, we're so used to, like, disposing people so quickly instead of working and fixing friendships and relationships that we've built.
Yeah.
And it sucks because you go back and you're like, we've had such good memories. Like, why isn't this person in my life anymore?
I mean, I wouldn't give y'all for anything. Y'all be there through all my breakdowns. So I appreciate y'all. Thank you for actually, I have to take a moment to say thank you guys for making one of my dreams come true. This podcast thing has been, thanks. Yeah. This podcast thing has been in the works for about 6 years, which I just never had the balls to actually do it. So, shout out to my graphic designer, Michelle. She made my logo come
through. I love you. Nomás te quiero apoyar.
Thank you. And Nicole always supports my bullshit. So
always. I'm here with the shits because we outside.
Yeah. It is Hot Girl Summer. There has been many changes to our appearance. So, do you want to tell, like, Michelle or Nicole? Who wants to go first on how y'all met my crazy ass?
Well... Oh. Michelle, go first. Take the lead.
Okay. I'm like, so, okay, you're good. So, Michelle, I've actually known since 8th grade, here and there, actually, because we were not friends. At the time, I had just moved to Texas. I lived there for a year and a half. And
I bet that was so hard.
It was tough. I mean, I left my whole, like, city, but it also it brought a lot of good things to me, including you. So... I'm mad. We actually had friends that didn't like each other.
Typical.
It was actually very funny. I wasn't really, I mean, I don't know if I consider her my friend, but I mean, she was there for me at the time and I appreciate her for that. So actually we were in the gym and it was me and Jay, which, you know, we're going to actually try to keep, people's names out of it because, you know,
we ain't trying to stir the pot, you heard?
I mean, but if you're listening to this, and the stories that we tell about you recognize and you think it's about you, go ahead and DM us.
If the shoe fits?
Yeah, I mean,
put that bitch on.
Go ahead and DM us at Hi, We're Here, at giving us permission to tell the stories. So, I mean, you can DM us at whatever, whenever, however, at Hi, We're Here on That's Instagram. That's a lot of ways. I mean, you know. So, we were actually at the gym. I was with my friend Jay. Michelle was with her friend H. And they had some crazy beef we don't even know. So, these girls are walking in. I just see them walking. I don't even know what's going on. These girls come up. And I just see one my friend get pulled down from the bleachers. Yes, guys. There was a whole brawl. Not me. It was not me and Michelle. Oh me God. And her were just spectators. Yeah, it was.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was insane. I remember bits and pieces of it, but I can't remember it full on. But I know that she got her by her hair and she pulled her down the freaking bleachers. And was just going at her. And then you were mad. You were trying to get in. And I was just like.
I was like. It was just like. Hey, not gonna lie, H was an intimidating girl. I felt bad for Jay.
No. H fought with everybody and their mamas. H,
you couldn't fuck with her.
She didn't like me at first. When I met H, we knew each other because I lived on top of her. I lived in the apartment on top of her.
Yeah, nice to know. I didn't live on top of
her. But yeah, so that's how I knew her. And then so she dirty. Gave me...
What was this fight even about?
We don't know.
It was because she just fought with everybody. It was just beef. Like she just anybody looked at her hard and she was like, okay, let's fight.
She was a badass.
I don't know.
I mean, shout out to both girls. Know her feelings. This is not fucking in any way. It just
she's still hard bitch.
Fits into how we met. Now she a badass. Shout out to both of y'all. Mad love. Ain't no beef here.
You didn't like me because I never had a problem with you. I walked in front of you in the cafeteria and you were like. And I was like, I didn't even do anything to you.
Guys, she just rolled her eyes. I don't roll my eyes. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
she does. You looked at me mad ugly. That's all I remember. Yeah, it was just because friends of friends. It wasn't even. We were naive. We were middle school kids. Like,
yeah, we
of
were.
Course.
The best friendships always start off rocky.
The best friendships.
True.
They hate each other until they loved each other forever.
Literally.
So actually, we never talked. Like, the rest of the eighth grade year, we ended up at Robert E. Lee, which is a high school in San Antonio. And I was actually walking to the bus. It's okay. It's not even called that anymore.
I was laughing because there was a guy on a bike outside, but he's like on a little moped and it looked really fun.
Are you hold on, can you tell us a little bit about your setup? Do you have a window in front of you?
I'm facing outside. That's and actually I pretty relaxing. I'm a road, yeah, it's pretty relaxing, and a fountain. It's really nice.
Oh
damn, we just got a balcony behind us
and the kitchen in front of us.
We in Hialeah, it doesn't get better than that.
Facts. Yeah, no. Don't feed the hype. Miami is it, but it's not.
Well, some parts just of like Miami everywhere. got that exquisite touch in the background.
That's how Los Angeles is. It's actually really dirty and nobody really likes it. Like, it's just super hype because it's Hollywood, but it's really dirty. The stars are disgusting. They have gum. Like, it'll be like Will Smith's star, and it'll be like, shit. Like, it's crazy.
Freaking gross.
Hey, at least they just said they shit it with the stars.
Shitting in the stars.
But yes. You hated me then. We saw each other at the bus stop one time because we lived close to each other, so we had to
I was lost. And then you were like, where are you going? Yeah, I didn't know what bus I had to ride because I didn't know anybody. And then you're like, oh, what?
I saw you by yourself, I think.
Yes, and you came up to me. And yeah, you like, came up to me and you were like, hi.
That's a badass. I would never do that. Like,
she's like, hi. I don't know if you remember me. And then she like reintroduced herself and I was like, oh yeah. I mean, I promise there was no issues with us. And then she was like, oh, where are you going? And I explained it to her. I explained it to her. She was like, well, I think you have to ride my bus. I was like, okay. So we rode the bus together and we
asked. I was online and you out ended up somewhere else. I was like conniving or something.
you were trying to get me back to the other side of town. We actually ended up living on the same block. I lived in the corner. She lived in the back outlet corner. And yeah, after that, it's been it. I mean, I can't say more than having a long distance friendship and keeping it current.
It's hard. That we can talk about. It's hard as fuck.
Both people.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of work. I mean, how long have we known each other? And we're finally at a place where we're both mentally understanding. I feel like that's what it was. Like,
and I definitely have to say that this relationship has helped me a lot with my relationship with Nicole. Because I went through all the rocky shit with you. So then when I came to Nicole, I was like, oh, you live in Fort Myers?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You live in New Orleans? Cool. Oh, yeah, guys. You're about to see how badass Nicole is. This girl has been everywhere.
I'm going to know too because I don't know much of Nicole. So we're going to be learning about her together.
Yes. Because, so I'm trying to make my best friends best friends.
Yes.
We're going to be the trio, the powerful trio. Three is a powerful number.
So you want to? That is a powerful number. I agree. Super spiritual. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, so, about it. I'm a witch.
Originally, I met Cindy at 14, but we didn't talk much. And then she started going to church. Church.
I was actually 16. No, 17. 17, because I still lived in Texas when I was 16. So I was like 17.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm thinking 2014.
Yeah, definitely. I was 17. You must have been 17 too.
Yeah. We're literally 21 days apart.
True. And Michelle's not far behind.
But she was really hanging out with my cousin a lot. My cousin Erica. Shout out to you.
Erica.
What's I love you. I ain't never gonna stop loving you.
The obsession be real.
Yeah, for real. But we ended up becoming really close. And I'm very grateful for you because you have helped me through a lot. We've actually helped each other through a lot.
I agree.
And like the support is unreal.
It is.
It's unreal.
You can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah. So when I moved away to college,
heartbreak
in Fort Myers, which is 2 hours away from Miami, it was hard. It sucked a lot because like I was there by myself. I was living in and out of hotels and my car and random people's houses because I moved there for school. Like at the end of the day, I feel like my education is always going to come first. Like that's what's going to build my future.
Hey, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Me too.
One thing that they'll see here on this podcast is, you know, I would say all of us have like a hard upbringing. I mean, not to dap in the whole mood right now, but, you know, like, we're 26 and I feel like a lot of our life has been tough, but it has also made us the incredible women that we are today.
Yes. Empowerment.
And actually, it has helped us how we view the world and how we view other women, how we view like situations, how we view a lot of things. But I am proud of you guys, like seeing you guys grow from where you were to where you are and where you're going, like it makes me proud.
Yeah, I feel like we've changed a lot, like as a person and like we've gone on to fixing relationships and building relationships and kind of learning from our past, which is the best experience we can have.
Yeah.
Is trying not to commit the same error we did before. Yeah.
Okay, so question. Nicole, what would you consider like the best part of like moving away?
Honestly, the new experience. Like after Fort Myers, I went to Louisiana and it was totally different. Like the culture, the people, the experience. Like it's awesome. It's such a thrill, like such an adrenaline run. I'm very about being spontaneous and like not letting fear stop you from doing what you want. Like you're always gonna fail. That's you're always going to fail because that's a part of life.
That. I'm just learning that. And yes. Sorry.
Like if you don't do something, you're always going to wonder what if. And you don't want to live with the what if and then end up trying it later on. And it's kind of a little too late. Like
that's
you
so hard with anxiety to just be spontaneous and live and just love your life. It's crazy that they don't teach you that in school. They don't teach you important shit in school. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But I love that.
I mean, I definitely that would it won't be me. I'm very like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, no, 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 no. My anxiety spikes crazy when I think I'm ready and then I'm not.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of hardships through it. Like when I moved to Louisiana, like being even further from my family and friends, it was hard. It really was. But
yeah,
it was definitely an experience that I can say, like, I've been there, I've done that, and it was a good experience. Like, all in all, despite like the hardships, like, it was, I can officially say, like, yeah, I moved out of Florida for a little bit, like, you know, and that's wild because a lot of the people that we know don't have like the capacity to be like, you know what, fuck yeah, let's do this, let's try something. And I think that a lot of people should just like, if you want something, go for it. Don't let fear, don't let anybody like deter you from what you want or where you're going.
Yeah. I mean, I would say you probably had a big move yourself. You moved from Cali to Texas.
It happened when I was little. So I had no choice. And as I grew up in a Mexican household or like a Latino household, you know, it's like suppressing your feelings and shit like that. So I don't really remember how I felt. But I know when we did move, I had this doll that I had just got. I don't remember what month we moved in, but I know that I had got it as a present. I had just got this doll that was life size like me. So it was like Nani. So I was like Nani's age. I was like around, 4 or 5 around there when we moved over here to Texas. It was in 2000. And it was like life size like me, and it fell while in my grandpa's truck. It was in my grandpa's truck, and we lost a lot of things in the move of like, it was like 1.5 days or 2 days of a drive. So
sorry guys, that's my dog.
Yeah, sorry.
You're never worried
about it. I lost it. No, yeah, it fell in the highway when we came.
So if anybody found it, let us know. She misses her dog, guys.
No, mom is like, 30 years later, she found her doll.
Hey, that's real. Maybe somebody's been kidding.
It's okay. I lost my bearded dragon. And if anybody in Fort Myers sees a bearded dragon just like running around, that one's mine. Shout out to God. Pablo.
You real G.
Whoever doesn't know, Nani is actually Michelle's
daughter.
Yes. Yes. No, you're good.
I mean, this is gonna get in
there. Uh-huh. She's a little firecracker. There's nobody. Yes. There is no child that I've known that is like Nani. Shout out to her.
Absolutely not. Also Nori. Yeah, they Nori are literally have this thing. Yes.
They
have
I love it.
Characters.
And
their characters.
Noriel is actually my 3-year-old son. My little
I can't believe three.
I know.
So you pass by so fast. It's crazy.
So you guys will hear a little bit of them in here. By little, I mean a lot.
I don't have
and
any
Nicole
kids except
gets
for my
to
cat.
Party.
And you know, living that college life.
Yes. Lucky her, dude.
For real. I mean,
I'm like, girl, enjoy it because then,
and
like,
I tell her all the time.
That's another thing. That's another thing. Like, if you don't have kids yet, I think that's the best time to go explore your life, explore who you are, where you want to go, what you want to do with your life. Like, take that opportunity to do you. Like, the 20s, I know it's so cliche and you guys have probably heard it a bunch of times, but the 20s are for you. It's for you to be selfish. It's for you to explore life, to figure out everything. And it's hard because like being a teenager was hard, especially as a female, like emotions, puberty, like everything. I mean, puberty, a guy thing. Okay, menstrual cycle. Like,
puberty.
Sorry guys, that was a little biased of us.
Shout out to the men. Not stand men. I hate men.
No, I don't. Oh my god, we just lost like 50% of our listeners.
No, guys, we love you. Just like you know, sometimes you guys can be douchebags, but like the love is there. The love is there at times.
I mean, it is all okay, guys. It all goes into all the same relationship. I mean, it just depends on the relationship you have with a person. It could be sexual, it could be friend-wise, it could be just acquaintance. So yeah, every situation will be different with everyone. Doesn't really matter the gender, because there'd be girls out here that'd be
that are snakes.
But just know that you have to work on yourself and try to be the best that you can. I mean, best you that you can.
Yeah. A motto that I live by is treat others the way you want to be treated. And, like, I feel like even if a person does you dirty, like, you stay true to who you are. You be real as hell. Like, you be nice to that person, because at the end of the day, nothing dirty can come out of their mouth about you, because you know who you are. You know what you've done.
Dime esa cara.
That foundation of yourself should be stronger than ever.
If I don't like you, I ain't talking to you. Fuck. Talking to you? No. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We don't do that fake shit out here.
No, I really don't. Like,
we're very real. We're very blunt.
Truth.
And my face tells everything. My face says everything.
Exactly. I think it's a Latina thing. I think it's the eyebrows. It's the eyebrows or the eyes. Or I don't know. It's like immediate, like, resting bitch face. Like, what?
Do you think that being from where you are, do you think that affects, like, the way you handle things? Meaning, like, would it be your ethnicity? Like, would it be, you being Mexican, you being Dominican? I mean, I have background, but I would literally just say I'm from Miami, because my family has always been here. I've never known anything else. Do you think that affects how you handle situations? Like, sorry, guys, my dog is going ham on our legs.
You're eating my knee with your dragon breath? Like, come on now.
Sorry, guys.
Absolutely, my parents being from Mexico and being in esa cultura machista really did affect me a lot in my mental health, in my adulthood, and it affects how I parent.
And both your parents are Mexican, like born in Mexico?
Are Mexican, yes.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, that definitely would change their mind about certain situations.
And let's talk about your upbringing. Yeah, I don't know anything about you. How did you grow up?
Do you have siblings? Yes, I have an older brother and a little brother. I'm the only girl and a middle child. Ooh. So, like, woohoo for being forgotten. Yeah.
Really? Oh, I thought you would be like the favorite, like the girl,
I wish.
Bullshit.
The one living his best life is my little brother. Shout out to Max. I love you. You may not think you're living the best life,
but
you're a Gen Z, but you're living the best life, my G. Living the best life. No, yeah. Being pure breed Dominican, that's hardcore, bro. Hardcore. Both parents Dominican. They're very old fashioned and, like, strict. I mean, my dad is more strict than my mom. My mom's more lenient. Because, you know, she's a female. She was our age once, and she understands that, like, we gotta live life too. Like,
yeah.
And as much as our parents try to prevent us from making their mistakes, at the end of the day, we have to go through everything ourselves so that we can experience it. We learn from it our way, not our parents' way.
I love how you grew up in a two-parent home. I would love to know.
I didn't. Oh, my parents got divorced when I was like 5.
Ooh.
And then I lived with my mom.
Oh, that makes sense for reference. I'm just kidding.
And she was working a lot, so I didn't see my mom often. And my dad went through the divorce and, like, a bunch of stuff. And, like, he kind of brought that, like, his energy was going off. So, like, we wouldn't hang out with my dad a lot, which,
yeah,
I'm sorry, Dad. Because, you know, you are my dad, and at the end of the day, you only get one dad. You don't choose your parents. So, at the end of the day, despite everything, despite the history and the things that go on now, like, I love my dad to pieces. Like, it's hard because he hasn't fully accepted me for who I am as a person. But at the end of the day, like, I show more, like, I feel like he underestimates me. And every time I do something and, like, I one up and I move up in the world, he's like, oh, damn, like, look at you. Like, yeah, Dad, not everything I do prevents me from doing what I want to do and getting where I'm going to go. And just because my dad turned Christian, and that was a complete 360, because he would drink a lot. And then he went to being a Christian, and, like, a hardcore Christian, like, why'd you get a tattoo? That's the devil. And like all this, and don't wear peace signs because it's an upside down cross. And I'm just like, what? I was like, all right, now you're just talking crazy. Like, you know, so it was, growing up, it was hard for him to accept me. And that's why our relationship was really rocky. And, you know, like a big majority of the females in this world, daddy issues.
I mean, as a parent, daddy issues. Yeah, I mean, we definitely all have that. But as a parent, I would like, it's hard being a parent. Like now that I actually have a kid, I kind of look back at decisions my parents made and I'd be like, well, I would never do that to my kid. But everyone is their own person. And I mean, not excusing anything that happened, you know, to you as your, you know, growing up, because, but sometimes we forget that parents are people too. Yeah. And, you know, like obviously like my goal as a mom is to always be there for my kid and da 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 and not be like my parents. But unfortunately, there's things that are ingrained in our head that we're going to do even by accident. And,
yeah, I agree. Unconsciously.
We just have to work at being better than them.
Yeah, I just, like, I feel like we should be very open. Like, I don't have a kid, so, like, you guys tell me if I'm wrong. Like, I'm just thinking out loud.
Wrong.
Here.
I'm just kidding.
But I know for a fact that we keep things from our parents because, like, our relationship wasn't so close to our parents. So, like, I want you guys to, like, be able to, like, have your kid come to talk to you about anything, girls, alcohol, parties, school, work, like, dreams, hopes, goals, like, everything. Not, like, be rebellious and, like, keep things, like, have the kid keep things from you because you want to be involved in your kid's life no matter what part of it it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it's all a work in progress. You just have to make
it hard, though.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Even your kid's being small.
Your kid is 3, your kid is 5. Like,
but it only gets harder because now you have a whole personality.
And it really starts young. If you have to develop that friendship, and not that friendship, no. Friendship was a bad word. You have to develop that relationship of being close and being able to letting them express themselves fully and without judgment. So it's hard because sometimes, as an example, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something. Nani would come to me. Oh, Nani came to me last time and she was like, the little boy in school doesn't like me, but only likes my friend or something like that, or doesn't like me. My thought process goes to immediately to instinct. So I have to stop myself and be like, don't be your mother. And then, sorry. And then no, I'm like, okay, what a healthy person would do. Like, how would I talk to her about boys? Because she's like, oh, you know, she wants to talk about boyfriends and stuff. And I'm like, and it's so hard. It's so hard to not be like your parents because that's all you know. But you also have to do, it's your responsibility. So I do my best in like researching healthy, I guess, not talks, but yeah, like, being able to open up with myself and with her, it's just, it's a lot.
I think we all, like, have a piece of our parents. And sometimes, like, we do stuff or we say stuff and we catch ourselves and we're like, whoa. Like, that's mom or that's dad. And we got to be like, okay. We're not trying to repeat the cycle. Let's back up and try this again.
Say is your most favorite part about yourself.
Not going to lie, not trying to toot my own horn here. Beep, beep. But,
definitely. I think
I'm funny. Like, laugh, my jokes, like the fact that I talk shit endlessly, like 10 out of 10.
So,
10
out of 10. Love it.
To the listeners, if you think Nicole's funny, send us a thumbs up. Let's toot her horn with her.
Yeah.
Yes. Me, my creativity.
Yes, dude, I was going to say that. If you were going to be blank, I was going to be like, yo, girl, creativity, A1. Yes. From your makeup to the graphic design to everything you could do, like, you're a freaking badass, bro.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely 100%. I agree. She literally made my idea come to life. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to find a good recording space, but my dogs do not cooperate with us here. So if you guys hear them in the background, we will try to edit them out, but
that's not like
that. So sorry.
But no.
I think my favorite part about myself would probably be nothing.
Me and Michelle are about to go ham if you can't come up with that.
I think that I try. Oh, you can just buy me. I think my favorite thing is that I am there for my people regardless. Like,
yeah. Yes, you're loyal as fuck.
I try. Yeah. It's my, you know, everybody you're has their downtime. You're also very strong.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. We're not and doing genuine. This. Okay.
I love how loving you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I don't get love nowhere else, so you give it to me.
But I am not a touchy person.
Yeah.
Like, no, she's
don't hug me.
She's like a cat. She'll come to you when she wants to, but other than that, don't touch her.
Don't touch me. But I'm whenever y'all want to talk.
You're literally Callie in real life. My cat's name is Callie, and I have fish. So you won't hear them. My cat, I have a cat. She's a calico cat, and her name is Callie. And then I have some fishes. So are you they, won't hear
is them. The cat there?
Good. Sorry.
Yeah, the cat is here, yeah.
Well, show but
I'm saying
then.
I'm
and
saying
they don't
that,
fight with the dogs? Like, sorry.
No.
My brain goes off. Sorry, guys. I have mental issues where I'm like a kid, and my thought process is like, no.
You it's know, okay. Me and Cindy start like one conversation, jump to another, come back to the first conversation and finish it, but we
but
don't.
Never, and then we never go to end.
Conversation.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
me, and Michelle. So if we're rambling,
sorry.
sorry. I love you. Unison. Sorry.
Sorry. It's a habit. So definitely follow us on IG. We're also on Twitter.
Hi. And not the H-I. The H-I-G-H.
Hi. Yes. Sorry, guys. Hi. No. We're here.
I love it, though. I love it.
And
you that should be like, you should record that and put that out
there.
Right
now. Hi. We're here. Actually, that might be our intro. And you can follow us on our individual pages at Cindy Love.
Cindy, why can't you talk? Mine is at nick.colex3.
And mine is at Michelle Yarelli.
Definitely check her out. Michelle is very big on woman empowerment, self-love,
makeup.
And honestly, if you guys don't know us, because hopefully this reaches other people other than our friends and family.
We appreciate your support.
Yes. We're part of the curvy. So we accept everyone. But if you're thick like us, hey.
Hot girl summer. Do your thing, girl.
More cushion for the
cushion. So, all right, Snoop Dogg, I see you.
So we do want to keep it interacting with our followers and listeners.
Look, sorry,
you guys should see this. She's like full on rolling the body. Write us anything you guys want us to talk about. Anything that you guys, any thoughts that you guys have on what we spoke about today, and we'll talk about it next time. We'll probably be recording again or releasing again in 2 weeks. So we'll see y'all then.
Thank you guys for joining.
Yes. Yeah. Later.
Bye.
Bye, Keisha.